I admit I get a little tongue-tied when I think about doing audios like this. These sort of meta things. You know, where I'm not doing a script or a role play, but where I'm talking directly to you. So forgive me if I'm a little bit scattered, but I'll try my best to be a little more articulate. I'm hoping that you listen to this at work, or maybe on your way home, or in the car or somewhere. Where you can just listen. Some situation where you're not naked in bed. You're not touching yourself. Although, if the mood strikes and you can do it, of course I want you to. That's what this is about, really, is how much I like knowing that you touch yourself for me. But I'm gonna get ahead of myself. What I wanted to do was ask you some questions. Get you thinking about some things, maybe. Would that be okay? I know I've asked questions of your cock before, so it's not unprecedented. I guess the first question I have is, why did you click on this audio? Did you see my name? Did you feel a little bit of excitement? Did you think, oh wow, she posted something? Was there something about the text that you liked? Or something else? I'm not sure. Because I know that there's so many sexy women out there with beautiful voices. So many other girls who do amazing things with audio. Who cater to every kink and every mood. And sometimes I wonder why you listen to me. Because, you know, I don't know, I can't speak for the other girls. I'm sure it's true on some level, but all I know is what I feel, and you have no idea how much it excites me, knowing that you're listening, that either you follow me or you see posted somewhere and you decide to click and then you decide to listen. And if you decide to touch yourself throughout the audio, oh my god, I don't think you have any idea how electric I find that. You see, I appreciate your getting hard for me. I really appreciate it. I take it as a compliment. I'm very grateful for it. I'm very, I feel very feminine and desirable, and I never had that in my life until I started doing this. So every time I think about it, I can't believe how lucky I feel and how amazing it feels to just feel like a woman, like a desirable woman. So I'm very grateful that you clicked on this and that you listened. Is there some quality to my voice that makes you feel particularly turned on? Is it that you can hear? You can hear the lust in my voice. Is that what it is? Can you hear how much I like men and how much I like sex? Can you pick up on that based on what I do with my voice? I know that sometimes that's what I like about performers. So I can hear their lust. And maybe that's why you like me. Maybe you like the fact that I really love men. That I love everything about men, and all the men turn me on so much that I'm just different forms of manhood. I don't have any particular type. I like men in general, and in the specific, I'm attracted to intelligence and wit and charm and sexiness. But I also like men just in the abstract, just their strength and listening to me, because I find eroticism to be a very positive thing and very healthy and wonderful, and I just love it, and I don't feel shame, and I don't get into anything nasty, even when I'm teasing you so mercilessly. I just see it as playful fun. Maybe that's why you like listening to me. And maybe you like the fact that I can just ramble about my fantasies and tell you all the things that I want to do to you. All the things that you inspire in me, all the things that you make me think of. Because you know I have such a vivid imagination. That's what you like about listening to me too, is that I'm so unapologetically turned on by you that I'm quite happy to tell you that I touch myself thinking about you, that I come thinking about you. As that is, I don't think you realize how much I think about giving you pleasure. It is genuinely something that I want, that I need, and that I love. I imagine all kinds of scenarios, but when it comes right down to it, it's pretty simple. I would just take my time with your body. I would make it all about you, your pleasure. You don't know how much I love that, how much I appreciate that, how much I take your hardness as a compliment. I don't take it for granted. I don't assume that guys always get hard or that they won't desire me. I don't assume that. So if I know that you're hard, gently squeeze and touch. Feel every part of you. Feel your balls and your cock, your thighs, and through your pants at first, because I find that very sexy. I don't want to rush things. I'd pop open the button of your jeans. Slowly. When in my fantasies, I don't even think about whether you've got boxers on or I don't think about that at all, because in my mind it's just so clear your cock would just pop out all hard and sexy, waiting for attention. You are listening to this for a reason, and maybe it's because I like telling you what I would do, what I want to do. And how I would run my fingers over the length of your cock and down to your balls. Feeling your warm skin. Feeling how soft and smooth the skin of your cock is. Running my fingers over the veins. Tracing them with my fingers. Running my fingernail along your opening. And around the crest of your dragging my fingernail down the underside of your cock. Wrapping my fingers around it. Gently stroking you. Up and down. Twisting just a little bit when I get to the top, going right down to the base, and gripping you a little bit tighter, very slowly, right back up to the top again, I can feel it, I guess I swear I can feel your cock in my hand. Fingers wrapped around you, and that hardness. I can feel what it would be like to just start stroking. It's so easy to start stroking a cock, isn't it? When your hand is around it, it's just so easy to just move your fingers and feel such a comfortable rhythm to get into. Just gently. Slow and not even teasing so much, but just building up, stroking you, cupping your balls, fondling you, looking at your cock while I play with it. And if you knew what was going through my head when I do it, oh, it feels like it's so hard to describe. My words leave me when I think about it, but knowing that this thing in my hands, this man in my hand. This is the thing that I want to feel pressed up against my ass. This is what's going to rub against my pussy. This is what's going to tease my opening and push inside me and open me up. Flesh to flesh. No room between us, just completely pressed against each other and your cock buried in me. Knowing I'm going to be penetrated by this thing in my hands, this amazing, hard, heavy, potently sexual male symbol is going to be sliding in. Thrusting back and forth, in and out. Sometimes just sliding gently, sometimes just pounding. Going so fast and furious. And I'm thinking of all these things when I have my fingers wrapped around you. So okay with just whimpering that as you stood behind me and kissed my neck, pressed your cock against my ass and held me still. I would be so okay with just whimpering that, yes, I want you to fuck me. Please slide that cock into me. Take me with. I think of all the ways I want to feel your cock going so deep into me. Now I want to be on my hands and knees in front of you, and I want to feel your hands on my hips. I want to feel your thighs banging against the back of mine as you drive that cock into me. I'll lay down on my back and spread my legs and pull you into me. Pull you down for a kiss. Grab your ass and pull that cock into me. Make you split me open. Grab your ass cheeks while you down onto your cock, leaning forward so you can see my big tits, feeling your hands on my hips as I bounce on you, as I gyrate and move in circles, I'm thinking of all. I want to get you all riled up, all worked up. So sometimes in my fantasies I think about slowly undoing my shirt, or pulling it over my head so that you can see the lacy bra. The one that pushes my tits up so the nipples almost peek out over the top. about teasing you. Maybe bending over in front of you or doing a little swirl or a little dance so you can see my panties and my ass. Sometimes I imagine that I just get naked and just crawl between your legs. There are really... Oh, if you only knew so many fantasies in so many ways. Sometimes when I'm feeling really, really submissive, I imagine just sitting down very primly, with my feet tucked under me, and my hands and my thighs just sitting beneath. Sliding it along my tongue, all the way to the back of my throat. And then watching as your hips flex right in front of me, feeling that cock thrusting into my mouth. I like the idea of just sitting there while you jerk off in front of me. So I like the idea of watching you jerk your cock. Knowing that you know how to please it better than I do. But that I want to watch. I want to see that cock get pumped. I want to see you make that break come just ooze out of it. I don't watch it as it comes all over my face. When I finally open my mouth and take the head of your cock into my mouth, you don't know how badly I just want to start sucking. I just want to sink down all the way to the base and just start sucking you. It's like a hunger. You're my drug. But in my fantasies, I don't want to go that fast. I want to start teasing you slowly. Swirling my tongue over your head. Tipping into your hole and then just circling your head with my tongue. Somehow that seems even more intimate or something. Just lavishing your balls with my tongue. Moving them around with my mouth. Sucking on them. Suckling them. It's like showing you that I want every part of you. So mobile all over you, slowly savoring broad strokes of my tongue, kissing my way up, moving my mouth over you, almost like we're kissing, like I'm kissing your car. Kissing your balls and your cock, my tongue slurping my way up, licking, sucking, and nibbling, feeling myself get so wet. I guess this is the cock that I want to fuck me. And I want to make it so hard. Imagine you putting your hand on my hair, guiding my head down as I sink down on your cock, as I take you as deep as I can take you. Oh, I love that feeling. I love that hard cock invading my mouth, just overwhelming me. Just fuck my mouth so you can just churn those hips, grind that fucking cock into my mouth. Oh. Sometimes I imagine that I'm the one lying down and that you climb up and straddle me, your knees on either side of my head. I don't want you to fuck my mouth until you explode. I don't want you to think about it. I don't want you to stop yourself. I just want you to let go, knowing that I want I want it to flood into me. I want to drain you. I want to suck you dry, do you understand? It's part of it for me. The cock sucking is amazing, but I want that reward. I want to know that I'm draining your balls, that I'm milking you with my mouth, that every drop of cum you have is going to surge through your dick, right into my hungry mouth. And I'm going to moan with pleasure. Oh, I feel that first hot spurt in my mouth. Oh, and I hear you come for me. When you hear hips buck. And you fuck up into me trying to give me all your cum. Oh, I love that moment. I want it all so bad. Oh, God. I'm gonna keep sucking you and sucking you and sucking you through your orgasm. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna let up. I'm gonna keep sucking and sucking and begging. Begging for your gum, begging for all of it, because I want it so bad. I want you to come in me so bad. Oh. Oh. Everywhere I think about you fucking me, I want you coming me. Something so erotic about that. Oh, like you're marking me, like you're claiming me. This is this pussy in his mouth, this ass, everything belongs to you, and you're just gonna take it. You're gonna spray these tits. Dribble your cum all over this face. I think about your face between my legs. If I think about you running your tongue over my clit, I come so fast. I almost can't think about it because I come too fast. I know I would come so fast if you were just languidly licking at me. If you were slowly devouring my pussy. Come all over your face. Sometimes I get so worked up that I feel breathless and almost a bit dizzy, and I just the only relief I have to just come. Imagining that you're overwhelming me, either you're fucking me, licking me, riding me, or I'm riding you, or all the amazing, amazing things I think about doing with you. It makes me come. Me want more. So is that why you listen to me? Because of all those things, because of how badly I want you, how much I fantasize about you. never forget that you do this to me. And if you like my heart,